Kira after Mishperek Dalad Mishnah Dalad. Dalad Dalad. Dalad Dalad. Kli Cheres. Sheyesh Le Shalosh Sifayos. Apnimis Oidefes. Hakol Tor. Achitzer Oidefes. The outer one is Oidefes. Hakol Tame. Okay, who am him so is so defes me menu of him tame me menu of star. What in the world is this all about? I have no clue. Okay. Let's take a look at the Rav. Okay, Sophoyos. Miloshan Sofa, an rim. Sheesh a shalosh Sophosos, Lofanov, Lepiv. There are three layers. There are three layers to the pid, to its opening. The avir bein tayim bein safa l'safa. It's like a window. A good window has three layers of glass. It used to be, they didn't even know such thing. They had one layer of glass, right? A window. And then they came up with this gval gazach. They put two layers of glass. The wind gets caught in the middle. You lose. Now they have three layers. Now the better windows already have three layers of glass. So Chazal were ahead of the game. They were ahead of the game. They were
windows in the house also.
What?
So you put windows in the house?
No, we don't put windows. No, I didn't know.
You just noticed that you did
the armor. We had a crack window. I just noticed because the window was cracked. So I noticed the two layers of glass, and I was looking into getting a third window and just looking online, different types of windows.
Two
pieces of glass. Two pieces of glass.
Two, three.
Expensive windows are very expensive. Very expensive. They're prohibitively expensive. Okay. Here we go. Here I go over here. 1, 2, 3. So let's see over here. Kli Cheres. Let's see the picture over here. Kli Cheres. Sheyesh le shalosh defanas says three defanas. 1, 2, 3. What a funny Kli Cheres, huh? We saw le shetach zo.
It has three. 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Lefnim. Lefnim yizuv yal yadei kach yesh lo shloshe b'dkili. So you can put something inside here. Since there are three layers, each one is its own base kibble. Okay. Yadei yesh lo basically zilzun zel v'dina k'din kupas haruchlin has the same like a kupas haruchlin per gzaim yesh zayin chazanish. Okay, kupas haruchlin, which is similar to this. So we had not that long ago. Baruch Hashem, turning pages. Like the film, turning the pages. The Kubas Haruchlin, right? Remember this? The Kubas Haruchlin, this box. You go like, oh, that. Others, I feel like Bali is safer because you can compare the pictures. Get a real kick out of comparing the pictures. You'll see how different they are. Like, yeah, it's amazing. You can take the same thing, you can make a whole different picture. Uh-huh. Fit into the words. Okay, so here we have the different layers. Okay. Okay, Chazanish Kalim. Kivnir the Harav Beforish, the Rav Beforish, the Mishnah Seinu Kiperish Harambam. Okay, fine. Pnimis. So here we see the Pnimis. This is the middle one. The Pnimis. The middle one is Zodefus.
This is the same as this?
Well, it's the same concept. In this picture, the Pnimis, the Via, this is the same as Via.
How is that the same? I don't get it.
It's sliced open. It's just showing you what looks from the inside. They took this.
You cut it in here.
You sliced it.
Cut it in here.
You cut it in half. So here we have the pnimis. The middle layer is taller than the second and the outer layer. The pnimis edefes. So mashav v'secha pnimi tamei, and there's dead sherets in the pnimi. So what's inside here is tamei. But what's inside this layer, and this layer is tar. Why? Because this is being that this has a higher wall. It's when you put something in here, you're not in the toich of this one and this one. Very similar to what we had over here. Remember we had over here where the rim comes up above?
Yeah.
Same exact principle. Over here, when the sheretz in the inner layer, the sheretz is being guarded. It's only called the toich of the inner layer. It's not called the toich of layer number 2, layer number 3, because the inner layer is taller. It's higher. So let's say we have pnimi sedefes, shmav shecha pnimi tamei, b'shnei batei kibul elu tarim shehem kli b'fnei atzim, v'atumma nimses migabu b'inet mitamosan. And the other two are not included. Okay, here let's see at the bottom. Mashmosi v'harab b'dibar master v'cham im in the rush im yiyeh hasher etzbiachad b'bnei b'bot yakib lachitzanim hu levado yiyeh tamei v'shor shnei let's say the sheretz would be found here or here, so it's mashma that only that compartment alone would be tame. Each compartment is self-contained. Why is each compartment self-contained? Since over here the situation is such where the middle one is higher, each one maintains its unique identity. Neither one is the toich of the other one. Fine, okay, is that clear?
So... what's he trying to tell us?
So far, we discussed one case. We discussed the case where the panimios, the inner one, is taller than this one and this one. That means each one in this situation, if there's a dead sheretz in either compartment, only that compartment is tamei, and the other compartments remain tar. In this configuration, each compartment is sheltered from the other compartment. Okay, now let's say we have a situation where it's reversed. We have hachitzoyna oidefes ha'atame, higher. So then the rule is, kli kol hakli tame. If a sheretz is inside, then the tumah spreads to because since the other ones are higher, kol hakli tame, kumakubas avrechum, sheesh levadai, oidef al-shar. Let's say the sheretz will be found in this compartment or in this compartment. The same thing is true, because since the outer one is taller, that will bring tumah into, it will overflow into all the compartments. So it does not make a difference where the sheretz is to be found. So we have two different configurations. If the configuration is such where the penis it's in this order, low, middle, high, then wherever the sheretz is found, it's self-contained. If the sheretz is the configuration is in this configuration, then doesn't matter where the sheretz is, everything is tummy. The tumah spreads because since the outer one is a shelter near the tummy. Now we have the funny case where we have middle but low, middle high, correct?
Good.
So you could imagine what the answer is. Let's guess. Guess is that the sheretz is found within one or two, then one and two is tameh, but three is tar. The sheretz is found by three, then only three is tameh, and one and two is tar. Basically, whatever is taller is a shelter. Let's see. Base kibbalimiyah sheretz with the pnimis, oibim, the pnimis, like we said, inside with that one, and both of them are tameh. But base kibbalachitza in tar, if the sheretz is found in one or in two, only one and two is tameh, three is tar. Base kibbalapnimiyam tsoi heim kliyachan. The inside and the middle one are considered to be one. And the outer one is considered one. The sheretz in the outer one. That's tamei, but one and two is tar. Okay, it's very straightforward. Now, one last case is where they're all exactly the same. The last case, hayushavas. 1, 2, 3. That's machlekes. Let's say it's smack in the center. So we have a very funny shita of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, im nimsa sheretz pepnimis, in the middle one, tamei, beis akibla pnimi, the beis akibla pnimi is tamei, the chatzi beis akibla hem tsoi, half, why? Why is that so? So Rabbi Yehuda says that when you have a sheretz inside, the inner one is tameh, and half of the space of the outer one is also tameh. Strange, right? Let's see the Mishnah inside. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Then there's more.
You just say that we had a similar case, something like that, with the half a space before.
Yeah.
Did Rabbi Yehuda say that too?
Right, you have very good memory.
Not as good as yours, but...
No. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that.
Right.
Cholkin, right. It's considered to be mishtamesh, the inside.
Mm-hmm.
The half of the thickness of the wall is considered to being part of the inside of the box, and the other half is considered to be the outside. You're right, unbelievable. Shtoltzim, Igmeish HaSefer, Masech HaKelim. Ari Roth, Al Masech HaKelim. It's like, the article books, Daf Pam, on Parasha. Roth, on Kalim.
You're pretty funny, though.
Can you see it?
No.
Roth, on Kalim.
No.
Okay. Let's take a look over here at the Mishnah inside. Kli cheres sheyeshloi shalosh sifos fayos, three openings. Hapnimis oidefes hakol tar. If the pnimis oidefes, yeah, the pnimis oidefes.
You just stole one, yeah.
Hakol tar, which means this and this.
Yeah.
If the sheretz in the other place, hachitzayin oidefes. If the chitzayin is defes, that's. The chitzayna is a defes.
It means
the other ones. It means the other two. The other two.
Except for
where the sheretz to be found. Or vice versa. And if the sheretz is found in any one of them, only it's isolated. It's teaching a mordek yisoy. It's teaching you an isolation. You talk about size. I have no doubt in my mind that this principle in Tumah is true when it comes to science. If you want to isolate some your contamination center, like Ebola. Ebola, you want to have a whole.
You want to have
an isolation center that is optimized to do the most. So the teaching you cite is that the innermost chamber should be higher, or it should be the most secure. And then if there's contamination in any other section, it's isolated. It's not going to spread. But when you have the configuration like this, where the outer chamber is higher and then the inner one. Then there's contamination. Any one of the three, everything becomes contaminated. There's always a parallel between the laws of Torah and Halacha. Torah spreads. Anyway, okay. Achitzaynay defes. Achitzaynay defes.
So wait a second. Achitzaynay defes, which is what? Which is which one?
Here, this one, 84.
Well, this one, right?
No. This is the pnimis.
That's the pnimis.
The pnimis are defes.
The outer.
The pnimis is a defes.
Defes meaning it's higher.
High, right.
Okay.
Ha pnimis
oy
defes.
Okay.
The pnimis is a defes. The halacha is ha kol tar. Everything is tar. If there's tum in one, the tum does not spread to the other.
Okay.
Ha chitzayin oy defes. If the chitzayin is, like in this case,
okay.
Then ha kol tame. Yeah. Tum in one automatically spreads to the others. Ho emtsuis oy defes. Like in this case, the emtsuis.
Okay.
Now he's saying a chiddush. He's saying a chiddush is when say emtsuis or defes means this is higher, this is lower, and this in the middle.
Correct.
That's the taich. Emtsuis or defes mimen lufnim tame. Anything in one and two is tame. Mimenu lufnim tame. Mimena v'luchutz tar. But on the outside is tar. Hayu shavos. That's this case. They're exactly the same. Hayu shavos. Rav Yudai mer cholkin ha'em tzois. We split it. The middle one is shayich. That space in between one and two, we draw a dotted line, and half of that space is shayich to the inside. Half of that space is shayich to the outside. So there's a sheretz in the inside. It will contaminate not just the inside, but even half of the space between it and the next one.
How come when Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't? They don't bring him down. Why do they bring Rabbi Yehuda down?
I don't know. It's maybe he didn't comment on this. Rabbi Nakash was malakit. He was a malakit. Like today, all the sons say Likutim. He was a malakit. Well, they took to different shidas. Sometimes they have the same shida. The rabbi will say this. Cholkin ho'im tzuis v'chachomim reim hakol tar.
Cholkin ho'im tzuis.
We divide the middle section. V'chachom say hakol tar. No, each one is separate. Hakol tar. Each compartment is contained. It's no different than this case. When they're each shavah, each compartment is contained. When is in mekabel tumah? From the moment you put it, when it gets hard, when it gets hard in the kivshon, v'hi gemar malachim. That's called the gemar malachim of a klisharis. Let's go to the Rav. Okay, sifayos meloshan safa a rim. Sheyesh la shalosh lefasos lefulapiv. Every bein time there's air space in between each compartment. Bein safa la safa. Hapnimis oidefes case number one. The pnimis oidefes hakol tar. Kol mashu chutz mimena. It doesn't mean everything is tar. It means that there's a sheretz in one compartment. The other two compartments are contained. The other two compartments are excluded. Kol mashu bichutz mimena nechshav kegaboy shel kli is considered to be the outside. Each compartment is self-contained. Ve'ein kli cheres mitami migaboy, kli cheres na mitami migaboy. So he's saying it's in migav, that if there's a sheretz in here, the other parts, container number one, this section is considered to be the gav, the outside of this compartment. There's a sheretz in the over here, so what's inside is considered to be the gav. And we know that a klicheres is not mitame migav, a klicheres only mitame mitoichai. So since the way these containers are arranged, where the center is higher, if there's a sheretz in any one of the compartments, we consider the other compartment to be the gav. That's the lumbus of why the tumah does not spread to the other compartment. Kol mashu chutz mimeno nechshav kegabo. That's the yisid of the rat. That's the saying of beautiful hezbishal kli. V'yen kli cheres mitami migabo. Avol, but ma shebesech apnimis, what's inside the inner one, tame. But if you have a sheretz, of course, that's on the inside, it goes without saying that the inside is tame because that's the pnim. Hachitzayna, now we come to case number two. Hachitzayna, there is a call, tame. Let's say we have case, this case, where the chitzayna is a defes, hakol tame. Tahavi chutzalah, kigat the chutzalah, this one, the chitzayna is kigaboy shelak shel kli. That's considered the outside of all of the kelim. This outer one is considered the outside of everything. So memela, everything is considered to be the toich. Everything inside is a toich. Im kain, emtsois. V'chein im emtsois. Same thing if the emtsois is higher. Mimena v'luchutz choshev gav. This case, then it's going into this case. If the middle section is higher, what's behind it is considered gav. Everything gets filled up until the height of over here. Hayushavos, last case, case number three. Let's say they're exactly the same. The walls are exactly the same. Hayushavos. She'ein achas min hasifosos oitvos al hachaverta. None of the walls is higher than the other one. So what is the halacha? The halacha is, if they're all exactly going to be the same, then the tumah is, if all exactly the same height, 1, 2, 3, hayushavos, then also this machlaikis. Rabbi Huda says, we split it, and the chum se'a kol tar, Hasafa shenafla hatuma be'avira bilvad hitmeya v'yasha kol tar v'chein halacha. Okay, that's the shita. The Rav mysteriously does not explain the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yehuda berkolkin ho'em tzoyis. The Rav does not explain the lumdis of Rabbi Yehuda. Only thing that we have over here is a caption where he says Rabbi Yehuda in nimtza sheres b'pnimi es metame beis akibol b'pnimi v'chatzi. See, he's adding in. Who says this? So he's saying this from the parish of the Mishnah to the Rambam. Rambam, the parish of Mishnah, Lufi Targum Rav Kapach, according to the translation of Rav Kapach, Mosoit Rav Kuk, 20th century. V'chim Lufi Targum Rav Korach Shlita, Maduras Naharda, Hayitzos Vakshal. So basically what he's saying over here is that what he's doing over here in these parentheses is basically saying is it's not really clear what this means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Cholkin Choem Tzois. It's not clear what this means. The Rav didn't explain. Why didn't the Rav explain exactly what's going on? It's not clear. What does it mean? So he's saying, basically between the lines what he's saying is, I don't really know what it means. But if you look in the Rambam, it's also not clear what the Rambam means. But if you look at the parish of Kapach's parish in the Beseder of Kook, there's a parish of the Mishnah LeRambam put up by Rav Kapach, published by the Beseder of Kook, and there that's what it seems like he's trying to say.
What is the Chachamim hold in this case where they're all even and it's in the inner chamber?
Either chamber, wherever the sheretz is, it's contained.
Where it's contained. So over here it would be tar?
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing will be tar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Cholkin hoem tzoyes. He's saying it's not klar. He's conjecturing that this is what it means. He's drawing a dotted line. He's suggesting, but it's not 100% klar. Okay, Vaita. Now we go to the last part of the Mishnah. When does it become Tame? When does it become Tame? Misha Yitzarfei Makivshan. When does it become Tame? When it is hardened in the furnace. The Kaidim Tserif Hein Kli Adama Ve'ein Mitame. Before a Kli Cheres is hardened, it's called in Halacha Kli Adama, earth, and it's Tahar. The koydim tzeref chen kli adama ve'ein mitamin does not become tamei. And the igmar malachton the af al gav de lachar tzeref hakivshan tzichim tikun le. Even though when you take it out of the furnace, it needs tikun lemorchon. Now, what's lemorchon mean? I don't know what that word means.
Yeah.
Means to smooth, maybe. Lachalikon means to smooth it. And to make the rim even, you have to sand it down. Even though there are more things that have to be done, Morchon, I'm not sure what the means, fragrance, Reach, Lashon of Reach.
This is the next kid.
Next kid, that's the end of the Mishnah. Kli Cheres, Me'e Mosai.
Kli Cheres, Me'e Mosai, Me'kabim Tuma.
Mishayi Tsarfu Bakivshan. When it's hardened in the oven, in the furnace, when you take the klicheres out of the furnace, the kiln, that is when it's called gemar malachton and becomes tamei. That's when it's complete. That's called gemar malachton and it's tamei. The gemar malachton in the rafs, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is because, in other words, until that point in time, it's tar. It's considered wet clay. Do you ever make pottery in your life?
No.
I once said, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing things they do when you're a child. You have no hasaga of how it makes a roshim. When I was very little, it must have been 7 years old, I went. My parents enrolled me on Sunday afternoon. They called the edgies on the Lower East Side.
They had dinner.
Yeah, on the Lower East Side.
This is a nice they do something like this. You used to live on the Lower East Side.
I used to live on the Lower East Side, and Sunday after we finished yeshiva, Sunday 12 o'clock.
When did you move out of the East Side?
My father became the rough.
So what year was that?
What year did my father become Rav? My father, I don't even know. My father became Rav in 84, 85. So we didn't move right away. We used to commute. We didn't move right away.
Rav
Moshe was still alive.
So you had a shachet?
My father had a shachet, Rav Moshe,
so
sure.
Rav
Moshe? I was in fifth grade. It was the last year. Rav Moshe used to come davening every year. Used to leave. I used to come 9 o'clock. Come a little before 9 o'clock to MTJ. And my the fifth grade classroom was right above the entranceway to MTJ. So every day at about 9 o'clock, or between 9 and 9 o'clock, he was leaving, and there was a throng of people surrounding him as he left.
Yeah.
He left. I was sitting on the window, and as he was leaving, he was a very small man, and he left, and there was a throng of people escorting him out into the car. And he went in this little green car, or a Tendler's car. It was a very funny car. It was green. Green, and it was like an old car, even for then, in those standards. Like, you know, that. And he got, and before he even, or a Tendler was a wild man. I shouldn't say that. Before even the door closed, I remember this, before they even closed the door, he already pulled out. He already pulled out. Onto East Broadway and Zoom and Olam, like chasing after the car. I remember this. This happened almost every day until about halfway through the year. And already at that point in time, Rav Moshe, I don't think, was well enough to go anymore. Rav Moshe was not well enough. Had I been a grade ahead, see, in the fifth grade, you're still diving in the classroom. The boys in sixth grade diving in the Beis Medrash, with Rav Moshe. And the boys would take turns sitting with Rav Moshe, turning the page for him.
Wow.
So had I just been 1 year older, I would have had the schus of sitting next to him and to turn the page for Rav Moshe by davening every single day. So So when I was learning, I was in Lower East Side, so me, I always think about you learn about pottery, you learn about these inyana. When I was in Lower East Side, so on Sunday, yeshiva at 12 o'clock, my mother enrolled, it was like pressure. My parents couldn't afford it. But they were so good.
The other kids,
they all went to, Sunday, extracurricular
activity.
It was like fun. Like they would do things with you. They would take you on trips. They would do things. So I wanted also, you know. I'm sure my parents couldn't afford it, but they were so good to me. They enrolled me. I went to the edgy. I look back now. I'm chatten. You know, at that point I didn't understand. And I went to the edgies, called the edgies. And I remember one of the things that we did was they had there in the facility in this building. They had their this kilns, and they took us to this room. And they had like tables. I remember the smell, the distinct, the place stunk from this stuff. And they had paper on the table. These things that spin. And we basically made
pottery.
We made pottery.
Made it.
And then they took it and they put it into these ovens. They baked it. So every time I learn about these Tabinyan and Klicheres with the kiln, that memory floods my mind. And that was like when I was a little child. Had I not had that experience, I wouldn't have the same appreciation.
Like me, I don't have.
So it just goes to show that you don't know. You have children. You should like you should let them experience everything there is, because you can draw from it your whole life.
Great.
So here it says, Misha Yitzarfu Bakivshan is when it's hard in the oven, even though Vigamalach, and the Rab points out, even though there's more to do, we're not yet finished. There are more steps. There are more things that you have to smooth it, you have to paint it, we have to give it a fragrance, whatever you have, there are more things yet to do to this klicheres, but it does not matter. It's considered to be Gemar Malachdon once you have hardened the Klei Adama in the oven. Before it's hardened, when it's still soft, it's called Klei Adama, and it's not yet Mekabel Tumah.
Okay, so
Misha Yitzarfu, when it's hardened. When it's hard in the oven, the gemar malach, that's the gemar malachtan.
We learned the rav already.
That's what I said. The gemar malachtan, the af al gav de laachar tseiruv hakivshan, even though after it's hardened, tzrichin tikun lemorchon,
you still have to
do this thing called morchon. I think morchon, I think it means something like smoothing.
But what was it? You didn't see it in edges? You didn't see what they did after they took it out of the oven?
No. We just got it back.
Okay.
Lahachlikon. Is to make it smooth. Lachlikon to smooth it. I'm reading the Rav.
Oh, I see.
Each container, each section is self-contained.
Right.
Like in this case, on the bottom, hakol tame. If the center is a defes, like in this case, then mimen of lifnim tame. 2 and 3, 1 and 2 is tame. Mimen of luchutz, number 1 is star. Then Rabbi Yehuda Emer Cholkin Oem Tzoyos, we draw that dotted line. A tuma in between, in the middle, is automatically Kodav Yehuda. V'achamu Chama say no. Each section is Kol Tar. Klicheres Memus Samekabum Tuma Mi She Yid Sarfu Ba'Kivshu, when it's hardened. Vi Gemar Malachtan Gvaldik up to Perkei.
Question: why did it wait till here to tell us when the Gemar Malachtan? We've been talking about
for a long time.
I don't know. At the beginning.
I don't know, Gukash, I don't know the answer. Okay, Vaita. Tanner. Tichilasai Arba'a Ushiyarov Arba'a. Divrei Rabbi Meir. What world does that mean? Let's take a look over here at the Rav. Tanner Tichilasai Stam Tanush also come in Kidero Gidoilo Shein Loshulain. A stam katana is made like a kidera kidera, like a large kidera, she'ein lo, which does not have a bottom. When the chavim or yisab betit al gabi karka, you join with tit al gabi karka.
Stam katana also come in kidera.
Like a pot.
Did it have a picture? This is a Stam Kedera?
Stam Atana.
Oh, this is good to know also.
Okay.
And we're talking about Hilcha Shabbos already also, probably.
So, Tan Kedosa Arba. Okay, so Stam Ketana is also coming to the Gedolish. Ein lo shulayim, which has no bottom. Okay, so there's no bottom. You see, there's no bottom. It looks like an igloo. Looks like an igloo, right? A little igloo, shein lo shulayim. U'mecharim oisa betit, and you connect to the ground with tit. Cement. Okay, so the bottom of the Tana must be glued to the bottom with tit. Agabi karka. The ritzpa sa karka hi tachtisa shal Tana. The ritzpa, the ground of the karka is the bottom shaltana vi'afal pi she'me'atzmoy ein lo beis kibul, even though she'me'atzmoy has no beis kibul ein lo beis kibul afal pi chen tamei. Why? The betoichoy tol rachman v'harei yesh lo toich. This is a mordik kasha. Then you say it. Why is the mekabel tuma doesn't have a toich? Doesn't have a bottom. It does not have a bottom. So why? So if it doesn't have a bottom, there's no klik, it has no beis kibul. The answer is no. It's, you don't need a base kibble, you need a toich. Being that there is a toich, you can go inside, that is enough to make the entire thing called tame. Normally, when we're brainwashed, that in order for something to be mekabel tum, it has to have a base kibble. It has to have a receptacle. So there's no receptacle. Where's the receptacle by the tanner? It's open. Doesn't matter. The fact that it has a toich, has an inside, you can crawl inside, that is sufficient in order for Vasheri to stand on the inside, it's tummy. Here's in Akasha. In order for something to become tummy, you have to have a receptacle.
It doesn't have a base kibble.
There's no receptacle. If I pour water in the top, what happens to all the water? Mm. Where does the water go?
Oh,
goes right out into the floor. If I try to fill up with olives, what's going to happen to the olives? Where are they going to go? They're going to fall out of the hole. So it doesn't have a receptacle. So everything we've learned until now about all the various types of kelim, they have in common, they have receptacles. This does not have a receptacle. So if it does not have a receptacle, how can it be mekabel tumah? The answer is gzeres akasav. You do not need a receptacle. All you need in order for something to mekabel tumah is a toich, is an inside. Does this have an inside? Yes, and that is sufficient. The afal pishem yatzma in loy beis kibul afal pichein tamid de betoichoy tol rachmona v'haray yesh loy toich. Okay, techilas arba. Now, what does mean techilas arba? Ein gavoy shaltanu pachos v'abot tvachim. In order for it to mekabel tumah, it must at least have had a four tvachim. If it's a miniature, a toy tanner, it's not mekabel tumah.
It has to have a boy. Ain't goyva ella shaltanah apachas miyarvifah. It's got to have four tvachim.
Ushiyarav. Now, what does mean ushiyarav? It means imchoya gadol v'nitma v'achakach nishpar loy tohar ad shloye b'shvirav arba. Here's the case. Let's say it broke. Look at the oven. Look at the original oven. It broke. So let's say when it was complete, it was tameh, and now it broke. It's only going to be remain tamei. It's only going to remain tamei if the broken portion is at least four tefachim wide. If the broken portion is less than four tefachim wide, it's no longer mekabel tumah. Im hoye gadol v'nitma achakach nishbar lo tor ad shelo yeh b'shvarav arba. Right in the Mishnah.
Im hoye gadol v'nitma achakach nishbar lo tor ad shelo yeh b'shvarav arba. She's saying that if it was this tall, which is, let's say, eight.
A little bit, right, and then it broke.
And it broke. As long as it's four, it's still mekabel tumah.
Right, but if any portion of it, four, then it's not mekabel tumah anymore.
And what happens to this part here?
Same thing. This part is also kmita. Since it's a shape, you can use this part as a tana also.
But you can't really use this part as a tana anymore because it's open on top. Oh, it's always open on top?
It's always open on top.
Yeah.
Because you put the pot on top. You put the fire inside, and you put the pot on top. The fire has to go up. So that's the rule. Okay, the right in the Mishnah, the Chacham Chacham say, "Bamed v'amurim begadol, aval bekatan tichilasei kol shahu ushiyarav rubay." This rule of four and less than four is only true when you're starting out with a tana that's called gadol. But if the tana that you're starting out with is less than even a miniature tana, is mekabel tumah. Let's take a look over here in the Rav. The Chacham Chacham say, that you need to have the tachila and the shev must be four. That's safka because also la'afos litzlis b'kederach hatanurim a regular large oven, avil b'katan. But let's say they sell in the store a small oven. That's katan. Ha'asu the tinoikos litzachik bo toy ovens for children. Children like to have miniature ovens. Litzachik bo. The playhouse.
Correct.
A dollhouse.
Yeah.
You buy a dollhouse, you buy a deluxe edition, it comes with a toy oven. So that's Makam Tichilas Kolshu, Vulav Dafka Kolshu, the Bitsir Mitefach Lehave. So he writes over here that when it says Kolshu, Vulav Dafka Kolshu, you have to have at least a Tefach. It must be at least a Tefach.
What's a Tefach?
The oven. When it says here in the Mishnah that in order for a toy oven to be Makabal Tumma,
I thought it has to be four high.
No, so that's the Chacham is coming to disagree. The Chacham is coming to disagree. The Chacham, I mean, by many of them, were Begadol. That's a real oven. A real oven must be four Tvachim. Begadol. Ha'asui, which is made for cooking, for real cooking. In order for an oven, when do we require there to be four Tvachim? That's only a real oven, which is used in the real world. It's a real world oven, made by GE.
I understand. I get the word.
But let's say it's a toy oven.
Bradley.
It's exactly. It's a gewaldig muscle. Gewaldig. It's sharp. It's made for children to play with. Avil b'katan. Roth. Kalim. B'katan. Ha'asu l'tinoika is l'tzachek boy.
So tchilasa kosher?
Yeah. It does not need to be four tefachim. A toy oven does not need to be four tefachim. Mekabel tuma. Toy oven is mekabel tuma.
It's
a kosher. What is kosher? Why? That's what he said. Why? V'la. Now he says only when it says four, doesn't mean that it means at least a tevach. V'lav dafa kosher. There must be tevach lo yave. It must be at least one tevach. A toy oven is not called oven unless it at least has one tevach.
Ushir ruba.
The ruba. Now let's say it breaks. Let's say the toy oven breaks.
He doesn't explain why by a commercial oven.
It's saying it's not practical. It's not. When you're dealing with a real oven, it's not called an oven. If you're making an oven in order...
Why is it practical by a toy one?
Because that's...
A toy one, so we'll say it's not Makabel Tumah.
No, it's because for a child it's complete. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that toys are also called Kalim. They also have a function. They keep the kids quiet. Someone told me this years ago, you can't do this anymore. He says that the television film was a tremendous bracha. It's the best babysitter in the world. You destroy their minds. Well, years ago, it wasn't so bad. Today, probably, you can't do it anymore. But your kids come home, you put them on the television, they're glued to the television, and like that's it, you can do whatever you need to do. Otherwise, what are you going to do with them? You have to babysit them. It's impossible. Okay, obviously, today, you can't do that anymore. Today, we're dealing with a crazy world. But the toy oven keeps the kids occupied. The mela, it serves a very good function. Children are happy. It's mekabel tuma. Let's say it breaks. Let's say the toy oven breaks. The gemara perikar v'aroitev, makshe, alameh. Shiyarov. The broken portion is roiv. In other words, let's say the toy oven breaks. Let's say the toy oven is cracked. What's the size?
No picture of a toy oven
here. The same exact thing. Just make believe it's a toy oven. Sure, now here, let's see. B'gmar perek mehar v'rotev. Makshe al masnisan. Tacha ubat sir mitevach l'may chazi. What are you talking about? The gmar is the kash, but if the toy oven breaks, what's it worth? It's too small. Like zayi kash, a half a tevach. The oven is this size. It's no longer. Umashani hay ushiyora berubay beroyvay agodol koi v'loy atanur katan. So there the Gemara gives an answer. Well, there's a lot of lamas, so we're not going to have time. I have to go. There the Gemara, you're right. When it says Ushiyav is coming to be Cholek, Ushiyav Beruba is not going on a toy oven. You're right. A toy oven, you must have a complete toy oven. When it says Ushiyav Beruba is coming to argue on the Tanakama, if you have an oven, like that's this picture. Here's this picture.
Yeah.
An oven that starts out 7 Tvachim.
Right.
And now it breaks.
Right.
And now you have...
4 and 3, what?
4 and 3. 4 and 3. So the part that's 4 is Tamei. The part that's 3 is Tar.
Good.
But let's say you start out when it's... let's say it's 9. Tvachim.
5 and 4.
And the, in this shah, boy... 4 tilbi nafkamina here, and now it's 5 and it's 5 and 4. What?
Both of them are tummy.
No, it's not. So since in this case, that's the machleika. Since in this case it's 5 and 4, so it's 4 is not the majority.
Yeah, but I thought.
So according, it's tar. It's tar.
Is it another mandama here?
What?
Is it not?
Tanakama. Tanakama says. Tanakama says. Ushiyora of Arba.
As long as it's four.
It's tummy.
Right.
So according to this mandama, it says no. As we have to be left with the majority. What's the majority? In this case, it would be 5. In a situation where it's 9, and it breaks along the top, and you have
a situation where both of them would be tummy.
What?
Is there a situation where
let's say it would break higher up.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 9 and it breaks 6 and 3.
So then what would happen?
No, let's say it breaks 5 and 4, 5 and 4, even if it breaks 5 and 4. So the bottom part is 5.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees that it's tummy, that's the majority.
I'm talking about the top part.
No, the top part appears to be always tahor. The top part appears to be garbage.
It's not. So they're both 4 and 4.
So they're both 4 and 4. So according to Tanakama, Tame.
Right.
And according to the Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, Tar. It's not Roif. It has to be Roif.
So neither one is Roif, so neither one is Tame?
I think you're only dealing with the bottom. The top part appears to be always Tar. It's only dealing with the bottom portion. That's what counts. I'll do this again tomorrow. 10 to 7?